This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Andy and Adrian.
Very, very excited. We have a massive international star on the line.
Boy band royalty.
Absolutely, yeah. It is Mikey from Boyzone. Good morning.
Hey, fellas, how are you doing?
Very good. Oh, to hear those Irish tones this early in the morning is like, it's a godsend.
Are you in Ireland?
No, I'm actually in Newcastle in England at the moment, at my hotel room here. But listen, thanks very much for having me on the show.
No problem. Are you guys, are Boyzone touring at the moment? Is that what you're doing? Or are you at home?
No. I'm just up in Newcastle doing some other business at the moment, but we've just released our new album, so we've been doing a lot of promotional work for that
over
the last couple of weeks and also in the next few weeks. So we're hoping to get down to you guys now soon as well.
Very shortly. Oh, now, fantastic. We've seen the new album, and we have the new album, and just want to say, mate, you could have shaved for the cover. None of you. None of you shaved.
Now, what does your mother think?
It was early morning. We had a late night the night before, you know.
You've got it, you know, if you've got a photo shoot early in the morning, you don't have a late night, you know, you've got to get...
That's all right.
You know, got to get to bed early.
We're trying to shake off that boy band image now at this stage, you know. I mean, I'm only 2 years off 40 now at this stage. It can't be a boy band anymore, you know.
Although, actually, it
could be a man band.
But with Backstreet Boys and Take That, they're turning into man bands. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Well, nobody ever expected these bands to last when they first started out, you know. So we just have to adapt. We have to change with the times, you know.
That's right.
We've got the same thing in Australia. Our boy band in Australia, you're the Irish boy band, and Take That was the UK. Our Australian one was Human Nature, and they're still around doing brilliant, great guns. And have you heard of them?
Yeah.
No.
Human Nature.
He doesn't know him.
Yeah. How old are they now?
They're probably in their...
pushing 40 as well.
Yeah, late 30s, yeah.
They've got a residence in Vegas. They're doing well. Anyway.
They're doing very well.
That's not bad at all if they're in Vegas, yeah.
Now, your album, Brother, this is your new album, has gone to number one. You've had many number one albums and hit singles and what have you. How do you celebrate number one? Like, do you just sort of all get together and have a boozy night out?
We do it in traditional Irish style, you know.
With a jig, a dance, and a Guinness.
A bit of a jig and a reel, a Guinness, and have a listen to a song or two, you know. Honestly, we are overwhelmed that the album has done so well. We've worked extremely hard on it over the last year or so in making sure that, you know, we weren't putting any songs on the album just for the sake of it, you know. There's no fillers on that album, you know.
Yeah.
Everything has good depth and substance to it, you know. It's the album that we always wanted to make as a band, and we're really, really thrilled that we've gotten the support and response to it that we have, you know.
Now, as we all know, a key member of your band, Stephen Gately, sadly passed away in October last year. I can't imagine it must have been a terrible time for you. How has that changed the album that you've now put out? How did that change how the kind of music that you created and how you've worked as a band?
Well, you know, the album started out with five of us making it, you know, and it started out with one particular meaning to the five of us, and then having lost Stephen, first of all, we didn't know if we were even, you know, in the immediate aftershock of what happened, we didn't know if we were even going to continue as a band.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we came to the conclusion that we don't know what else to do, you know. This is what we are, it's what we do, and, you know, we hope that it would have been what Stephen would have wanted us to do, to carry on and finish the album and so on, you know. And it allowed us, the process of finishing the album allowed us to kind of throw ourselves back into work and keep ourselves occupied, as we have all done since Stephen passed away. But, you know, we just still cannot believe. We just still are Yeah. Still just cannot believe that he's gone.
It's still so a young, shock, so. Yeah.
What, hey, can I ask, just shocking. Asking about Steve, what was it like, you know, cast your mind back 10 years or whatever it was, when he came out? Did you have discussions as a band about whether he should or how he should do it, or was it a big secret? Or what was that time like? Well, because he was the first one to ever come out, really.
Yeah, he was. You know, not purposely, but he was a pioneer, I suppose, for many young gay people to have a pop star of his caliber to come out. You know, it gave them reason not to be afraid of their own sexuality and so on too. You know, but I mean, we all knew as a band, we knew. You know, back in 1994, Stephen told us, you know.
Yeah.
And there was no problem whatsoever about that, obviously, with us guys. And we protected him very much, you know, from anybody who, you know, be it media or whatever, anybody who may have been nasty or...
Yeah.
...right toward him. You know, so he had a lot on his plate, so to speak, and he had a lot of demons to fight through the years, and... He overcame it all, and you know, coming out, we were established well enough as a band at the time.
That's
and
right.
Although you're always nervous about what the response would be, but you know, the rest of the public, you know, were real cool about it.
And they probably we already knew. God, what's there's nothing new. That's all right. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it's as old as time itself, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, so, exactly. It is. Yeah.
You shouldn't be surprised by these things anymore.
That's right.
Now we've got a little segment we like to call Getting to Know You, and it's just a few questions we're going to throw at you. It's nice and fast and pacey. Here we go. It's a little intro.
Bit of an intro.
All right, Andy. All right, here we go. Now,
let's
the first question, here we go, Mikey. Do you manscape? Do you manscape? Do you know what that is?
Manscape.
Manscape, yeah.
Not skate, but manscape, like landscape, but manscape. Oh, gosh, we're going to have to explain this.
What is
when it gets awkward. Okay. So what that means is, do you, like, get a clipper and clip your chest hair and downstairs region?
Maybe, and you know, just keep yourself neat and trim.
Not really. From time to time.
He's Irish, Andy. The Irish don't do this.
I'd rather just be the traditional route, you know. Let it grow.
You're a real man. I love it.
Look, we have asked most people who have come on our show that question, and majority actually do every now and then trim the hedges,
That's right.
It's considered a fire hazard.
Well, I suppose, you'd have to from time to time, all right, you know. You don't want any swinging vines down there,
That's exactly right.
When you're a young kid, what celebrities were you obsessed with? Posters on the walls or all that kind of stuff?
Well, the Police was the band that I was into, so that was the ones that I had posters of and all the vinyl LPs and so on,
Great, love the Police.
Yep, all right, next question. The house is on fire, what possession do you take?
The children.
You're such a good dad, Mikey. You're a really good dad.
Are you sure? Sure you don't want to take your guitar?
Oh, your gold albums or something? Oh, you know, the kids, they can run out themselves.
No. Let my wife get them.
Final question. What was the best meal that your mum or your dad made when you were a kid that you just loved? The best thing?
We have this lovely dish called a coddle. It's CODDLE.
What's
and
that?
It's like a stew, but it's a cochonnet stew, you know, and you have all bacon and sausages and beans, lentils, all kinds of different things. It's a traditional Irish dish.
Wow.
Nice.
I'm going to have to Google that one.
It was a good one. On Saturdays, that was the one you had, and it was real salty. So, you know, my dad was always off at the pub then straight after that for a couple of hours to cool down, you know.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Hey, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Mikey. Thank you for spending the time. We have your new album and we love it. It's called Brother.
Thank you very much for letting me on the show. Thanks a lot.
No problem at all. So what are the plans for coming to Australia?
Are there maybe some?
We don't have any immediate plans, but we're at the moment looking at possibly the end of this year getting down to Southeast Asia and Australia. We just have to kind of obviously figure out a couple of things at the moment. There's the different staggered releases of the album and singles in different territories. So, but we will be down within the next kind of, you know, 10 months to 12 months, we'll be down there, you know.
Fantastic.
And I can't wait to get back. I absolutely love Australia. You know, I'm actually looking to retire down to the Gold Coast
Really? Wow.
Down to Byron Bay.
Not the Gold Coast, Byron Bay. Very different. But yeah, that is brilliant.
Yeah. Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
Well, great chatting to you. All the best, mate. Have a great night. Great talking to you.
Okay, fellas. Have a lovely day. See you later.
Thanks, Mikey.
You're listening to Andy and Adrian on Joy 94.9. It's Tuesday Breakfast.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.